Hi, I'm Rick Maurer, and this is a brief introduction to my Change Without Migraines approach. I encourage you to download the free ebook that's part of the Change Management Open Source Project. You can access it at www.changeosp.com. And if you'd like to look at diagrams and key points and visuals while you listen to podcasts, then please download that free ebook. Once again, www.changeosp.com. OSP stands for Open Source Project. Might make it a little easier to remember. Well, first a little background. Only about one-third of all major changes in organizations succeed, and that statistic has not changed in the 14-some years that I've been consulting and writing about change in organizations. Now, you've got to ask yourself, what is going on? You know as well as I that if a big project fails, it's going to cost you in a lot of ways. Certainly there will be missed opportunities as well as wasted money. But perhaps the biggest problem is that repeated failures like these build cynicism. So the next time someone wants to roll out a major change, people are going to be more than just a little skeptical. Let me be clear. There are some changes that you could introduce this afternoon. People might grumble a bit, but in the end, they'd go along. Those are not the types of changes I'm talking about. I'm talking about building support for initiatives that must have the support, commitment, and engagement of other people. Projects like merger integration, reorganizations, quality and process improvement approaches like Lean and Six Sigma, new software, and even new performance management systems. I worked for a government agency once that had designed 6 new performance appraisal systems in